Can I get that paperwork back from you?
Oh.
That goes in our file. Thank you very much. Case number 11447, Joseph M. Whedon, south of Road 277 Angola Road, and being west of Hollyway West, 100 feet north of Woodland Circle, and being lot 28, block O, section 2, within Angola by the Bay subdivision. 911 address of 22687 Hollyway West, Lewis, Delaware. Tax map ID number 234-11.20-8.00. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Sir, you give full name and address, please.
Joseph Whedon, 22687 Hollyway West, Angola by the Bay.
Do you swear or affirm that the information you might give this board be true and correct, to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, sir.
Good evening, sir.
First, I'd like to apologize. I'm a nervous wreck.
Sir, you just take... Just
I'm
take
a nervous reason. Wreck. No I, th- need, I was no just sitting there me. Back here thinking I should have brought a lawyer.
No, no need to,
listening to the different people talk, and some of them are really good at it. And anyway, I feel like I'm in court.
No, just take your time, sir.
Anyway... When you get a land survey, do you guys get a copy ahead of time? Do you already have a copy of the?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
My property.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Anyway, I'm seeking a variance. I guess the reason why I'm a little bit nervous, if you don't mind me telling you a small story. About 5 years ago, I made a terrible mistake and was in front of you guys and had to tear down a beautiful building in the back of my home, and kind of made me sick, and I'll never do nothing like that again. I will say that it has nothing to do with this one,
okay. This
situation. But that being said, I'm still reeling from that. But it was my fault, and like I said, I went through the proper channels. I thought to do. I built. Came down and got a permit. And asked the Homeowners Association, Mark Wolf, who in our neighborhood is, he's the man. So okay. I built a screened-in porch in the front, went through all the permits, and you know, went into his office and with the certificate of compliance, and told him to. He said, "Well, good. That's a good job." And he said, "I said, well, I'd like you to keep my." You give them like a deposit, and I said, I'd like you to keep the deposit for my next project I'd like to do. I have a kitchen door that, them. I don't know if you're familiar with them houses in Angola, they a lot of them don't have gutters and hardly any overhangs, if any. And anyway, long story short, my side kitchen door leaks water, and in 8 years I probably put on three doors, and then got to a point where I thought maybe it was me. So I had a guy from Lowe's install the last one, and still water on the floor anyway. With that being said, I said to Mr. Mark, I said, keep my my fee, because I want to do my next little project. And he said, well, what is your next little project? And I told him the little 5x8 roof over top of my kitchen door so the house won't leak no longer. He said, well, okay, go ahead. And go ahead and build it, and we'll look at both of them at the same time. So I built the little roof over top of the existing, it already was existing deck. I just went, put a little roof over it. And apparently that's wrong or something, needed a variance. So I went back in Mr. Mark's office and talked to him about it, and he said, you didn't need a variance. I said, well, I'm telling you the county said I did. And he said, as far as I know, you don't need one. But anyway, that being said, he said, I wouldn't have told you to go ahead and build it if you needed a variance. He said, because they do a variance, too. They come by and make sure they're going to let you do it and all that, too. So anyway, that's kind of where I stand. He was going to write me a letter, and he said, well, just by me not showing up in contention of this, it's me saying it's all right. I said, well, with him. Now, he isn't you guys, of course, but I guess what I'm asking for is, from what I understand, a 1 foot variance on the side. And like I said, it's a little tiny porch roof that looks like it's been there forever, kind of looked silly without it. But the main reason was because the water was coming in my home. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's any help. The neighbor right next to me, I don't know if she sent you guys a copy, but she wrote me a letter. She would probably be the most impacted by it. Like I said, on the side of my house, I'm nowhere near. I mean, they got stuff, not that this makes mine right or anything. They're like 2 feet from my property line. I got a 10-foot, I'm wide open. I just put a little roof over my porch, and even the homeowner association guy said, why did they give you a permit if you need a variance? Mm-hmm. So I don't know all the rules, or I wouldn't be standing here probably. But right. And is that true that they should have told me that, or am I supposed to know that, or
your setbacks were listed on the permit.
Permit.
When you, that's the reason you get a permit. You come here, you get a permit, and on that permit it tells you how far you have to be from the property line.
Well, according to the rule, you're not allowed to build nothing on the side. In fact, according to the rule, it seems that 2 foot on each side of my house need to be chopped off. My house is 24
foot. Whose rule? Huh? Whose rule?
I'm guessing the county rule. Well, I'm not even quite sure of what I'm asking you for. Am I asking you for a 1 foot variance?
You are, because your house has to be, or any improvement has to be 10 feet from the property line on each side.
Okay, right.
And when you built this, you built it 9 feet from that, so you need a 1 foot variance.
Right. Okay.
And that's the reason you get a permit, because on the permit it tells you what the setback requirements are. And so if you don't know, then you get a survey and you find out. There are 5 standards that you have to convince the board that you meet. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to just jump right in, but.
Yeah, no, that's
good job. Okay. For the sake of time, should I continue? Okay. Let me. From what you've told us, let's just summarize what you've told us and how, at least I see it, applies to the standards for granting a variance. You have a uniqueness because you need this because you obviously got a problem with your structure and so that wasn't created by you, and you need a remedy, and this is the only way.
Yes, sir.
You had a deck on there, and how far does that extend past the structure?
I believe the roof itself is 5 feet by 8.
Okay.
And
but it's like what, a 3 foot landing?
It's 1 more foot over than what was existing.
So it's like a 3 foot landing?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Sir.
And you don't have enough.
2.6 according to the.
Okay.
Something like that.
So in your opinion, you didn't create it, but it's necessary to enable reasonable use of your property. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What about the essential character of the neighborhood? Do you feel that it alters this? I think according to your testimony, you said your neighbor has stuff closer. And
it's beautiful,
okay.
The little thing. It's, you know, my wife's even more picky than me, and it's a nice little thing. It,
okay.
It kind of looked funny without it, just a little thing sitting there leaking in the water.
Yeah.
But,
okay, and you feel this is your request is a minimum to afford you relief. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I think that addresses the standards, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Moon. Are there any further questions, Mr. Hudson?
Would you like the letter from my neighbor, please?
Oh, I need that paper back. You have any questions?
No.
We lost a member. What happened? Is he underneath the chair?
Underneath the table.
Underneath the table. We lost a member. He had to step out. Here he comes.
And you did do the right thing by coming before to the county to get a permit. A lot of people will build something and without a permit. That's good that you did that.
Right.
Now, hopefully you understand the
reason
for it.
I believe we made that mistake one other time. That will never happen again.
Okay. And then this this body nor the county will enforce deed restrictions or covenants that are imposed by your homeowners association. So if they're more restrictive than what the county requires, then you have to answer to them for those.
But they kind of are.
Okay. But, and that's fine, and we don't get involved with that.
Feeling better now?
Yep.
A little bit. A lawyer I am not, but.
Okay, any further questions then? No, and no further. Okay, hearing no further questions then. All right, then, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has convinced us that he has a unique condition in that his house leaks otherwise without this minimal variance request, and therefore it is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property and develop it in strict conformity, and he didn't create the leak. The house wasn't built to protect that structure from the leak. He's testified, and we didn't hear any to the contrary, that it would alter the essential character in the neighborhood or be detrimental to public welfare. It's a minimum afford relief. So I make a motion. We approve case number 11,447.
Do you have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,447. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Ricker?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,447 is approved, sir. You did a good job, sir.
Have a good evening.
Thank you, sir. Do you get that in writing or anything?
You'll get something from the county.
Excuse me.
They'll send it.
They'll send it.
Thank you so much, guys.
Have a good evening.
Okay.